This is a Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Vishala Sripathma. Let's take a look at the US markets now. And a short while ago, I spoke with Carrie Lacey of Decision Economics. I began by asking him what impact the UK interest rate cut was having on the US Federal Reserve's own interest rate decisions.
Well, as you know, with now the Bank of England switching from possibly hiking rates later in the year to actually lowering rates, it makes the club of two become the club of one. And now Yellen is considering rate hikes. She's promised up to two this year, and the market is skeptical of that. I would argue that probably Carney's decision is going to make it a little bit harder for the Fed to be the one-off major central bank and consider hiking rates later this year. I would say the market thinks the chances of that happening are fairly low at only about one in three, but obviously, the Bank of England's decision, where they surprised the markets a month ago when they didn't do anything, and probably surprised the markets a bit today because they did more than expected, just makes it harder for the Fed to be the lone wolf in the rate hiking pack.
Well, so HSBC's a decision to give $2.5 billion back to investors just yesterday. How has that been impacting Wall Street and banks on Wall Street?
It didn't have a huge impact. The market knows that you can't really have a healthy economy without a healthy banking system, and the global banking system is anything but healthy, and so any news on the banks on the positive side, it lifts them up. That did not happen today. What you really need is two things. One, the current earnings are improving, and the prospects for earnings in terms of loan demand and the cost of funds are improving as well, and the market is just not confident that the banks are going to be able to deliver on that. It's kind of ironic that 6 to 9 months ago, when people thought that the Bank of England and the Fed were going to hike rates, that was going to be good for banks because their spread, meaning their cost of funding, would rise less than the revenues they bring in from stronger loan demand and higher lending rates. That has not happened, and banks have gotten creamed. But this was not a big market mover today.
Carrie Lacey of Decision Economics. Let's take a look at the market numbers today. The FTSE 100 in London closed up 1.5% at 6,740. The Dow Jones in New York ended the day a short while ago, almost flat at 18,352. And sterling has weakened against the dollar today. £1 currently buys $1.31. Brent crude has climbed to $44.18, a jump of 2.5%. Whilst the price of gold has fallen around 1% and now stands at $1,351 an ounce.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.